Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is Chaf Aleph in Becharos. We are continuing from yesterday's daf. Really, it's part two of the topic of discussion. And that is, what happens when you buy an animal from a non-Jew and you don't have much in terms of history? You don't know, animal gave birth, animal did not give birth. What if you bought it from a Jew? So later on this morning, we'll discuss that very question. And we'll explain, try to at least, what's the difference between buying a non-Jew from a non-Jew and a Jew? I mean, the simple difference is ne'amanus, credibility. By Jew, there is ne'amanus. By non-Jew, there's less ne'amanus. Okay, but that'll be later on this morning. But you buy an animal, and the only thing you really know is when the animal was born. You know the age of the animal, but you don't know any other information. So what do you do then? Meaning, well, not what do you do, but what do you assume? So, because you realize that if the animal hasn't given birth yet, assuming this animal is female, and the animal hasn't given birth yet, and the animal gives birth for the first time, so that first born animal is a bechor, with kedushas bechor, has to be given to a kohen and eaten by a kohen. Okay, so that's going to be an issue, and if it's not, if the animal already gave birth, so then you're fine. So then the animal that comes out is what's called the pashut. It's a simple animal, it's not a bechor, and that animal belongs to you. So what do you assume? So that was a basic machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yehoshua. All right, we could sprinkle in Rabbi Akiva, we could sprinkle in Rabbi Yehoshua's Svara, but just to keep everything plain and simple and streamline the discussion, so that was a debate. Rabbi Yishmael says, look, that goat for the first year, it's not going to give birth. So if you know that you have that goat and it's it's within its first year, you know it's lo bichra, you know the animal did not give birth yet, and you know now that that animal gives birth to a baby boy, so that baby boy's vada la kohen definitely goes to a kohen. After that point in time, Rabbi Shmuel says suffolk. And what if it's a sheep? So 2 years. And what if it is a paruch hamor? 3 years. Okay, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. And so Rabbi Shmuel basically says animal can't have a baby within that first year. Okay, let's just go over our basic numbers. Gestation period of a goat or a sheep is 5 months. Okay, first time that the animal really can mate is 6 months after it's born. Okay, so really you're talking about, in general, you know, somewhere in the 11th month, 12th month period. Okay, but Rabbi Shmuel says, but that's not going to happen, meaning even that's not going to happen. It really will not have its first baby until after it's a year old. Okay, so I guess, well, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't spell this out, but I guess Rabbi Shmuel will tell you that it's even more than 6 months where it can really have its first baby. Okay. Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees. Now, what's the point of contention between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehoshua? So you remember the Gemara yesterday that we gave three different explanations. Rabbi Yeshua's position is the animal can have a baby in that first year. Now, not necessarily a baby, but something. Meaning, it won't be a viable fetus in that first year, but it'll be some sort of discharge, what we described in the Mishnah as tinuf. Stay tuned today. We'll give a further clarification of what the word tinuf actually means. Not that it's going to help me. I'm not in the business. But for those people who are in the business and know what aborted fetuses look like, aborted fetuses of goats, what that looks like, so then you'll understand that a little bit better. But Rabbi Yehoshua basically says, it's possible that the animal, the goat, had something, what the Gemara Mishnah describes as tinuf, in that first year, and that'll pater, meaning it's not a baby, obviously, but that's the bechor. And that'll have the kedushas bechor, obviously not going to do anything with it, it's just an abortion. And as the Gemara later on will describe, it doesn't even look like a fetus, it doesn't have to look like a fetus, but she discharged something, so then anything after that is now going to be a pashut, and not a bechor. Now again, we don't know, you bought it from a non-Jew, but the point is that even the first year, what comes out of that goat is possible that it's not a bechor. It's in the world of safek, and you say to the kohen, you're not taking it away from me. Hamotzi mechaver alav araya. Yes, you'll probably have to treat it with kedusha. Well, let's say definitely, you'll have to treat it with kedusha because of the possibility that's a bechor, and you'll eat it with a mum. But that's it. In other words, you're not giving it to a kohen. Okay, machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah.
Never gave birth?
Seemingly.
But you believe in that it's within a year?
Yeah, I'm also confused by that. You could formulate that as a question. I'm also unclear about that. He's asking, how is it that we understand and know the age of the baby, because the non-Jew told us, But then in terms of other information, like did it give birth yet or not? Now, I don't know. You see, I'm not sure. I'm really unclear because the Mishnah doesn't say what we would believe. The Mishnah is kind of just dealing with the scenario where this is all you know. So I don't know how much Ne'amanus we're really going to afford him. Now, later on this morning, we'll have a better understanding a little bit because the Gemara is going to try to make a distinction between Jew versus non-Jew. What if I bought it from another Jew? And the Gemara will make some sort of distinction, but even then, it's, you know, I don't know if we're going to be 100% clear about to what degree Ne'amanus the non-Jew has. Okay, we're starting. The Gemara we're starting with is on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, here's what we're going to do. It's going to be a fun game. Okay, I don't know about fun, but it'll be, it's cute, it's a game. A good game, I mean. We're going to try to create a scenario where you're going to have 10 babies born within the same year. Now, we're talking about the mitzvah of Ma'isa Behemah, as I mentioned already a number of times. Last perek of Becharos deals with the mitzvah of Ma'isa Behemah. All animals that are born over the course of the year are then put into a pen, small opening, allow them to come out one by one, count to 10, the 10th animal. That now has Kedushas Ma'isa Behemah. Okay, and you can't mix up your years. You have to keep your years fiscally separate. The animals that are born this year cannot be combined in a pen with the animals that are born last year. When is the fiscal new year of Ma'aser Behema? First Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. It's actually a machlokas. Rosh Chodesh Elul or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Apparently that was the time that these animals were born. Okay, we don't have to take a side on that issue. That's not critical for our discussion right now. But here's what we need. We need 10 animals to be born in the same year. Now, you can have a litter of 10, although, if I was a shepherd, I'd understand all this a lot better, but we're not going to have a litter of 10, we'll have a litter of 3, okay? So, Tanu Rabbanan, so we're going to start off like this. Gedia she'alda shalosh banos. So, the goat gave birth to a litter of 3. She had triplets, mazel tov, and each one of them was a girl. Again, mazel tov. It has to be the 3 of them are a girl because you understand that if the first one's a boy, so then that means that first one's a bechor. He's not counted towards Ma'aser Behemah. Okay, good. So we got 3 already born this year. Now, v'chol b'nosei yaldu shalosh shalosh. Each one of them had a litter of 3. Okay. Warning, anyone who marries someone who is a twin or a child of a twin will themselves... More chances, right. Probability will increase that you will have twins yourselves. Okay. Now, in my personal history, we didn't have any twins in our family prior to us having children.
You'll find that now.
No. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Wait for the warning on your kids.
Warning. Warning, or, on the other hand, if you want twins, then, you know, it's not a warning. It's a, you know. So anyway, so each one of those goats that had 3 girls themselves. Again, we're going to have to say girls because we don't want a bechor in this whole discussion. We want to get to 10 animals. So, kula nichnasus ladir le'saser. Okay, so they're all going to go into the pen. Meaning that this can all happen in 1 year. This can all happen in 1 year. Now, how can it happen? It's very simple.
You're counting
mother. Huh?
You have to count them.
No, the grandmother? No, the grandmother, leave her out of the discussion. We need... You got 12. Okay, good.
Ah, so three.
Yeah.
And those 3 gave birth to 3.
Yeah. So again, so
have
so I'm so the simple shot is that each one of them started mating at 6 months of age, and then 5 months later, each one of them produced triplets. It can happen. Why are we playing this game right now? Because it's going to relate to our Mishnah and the discussion of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, good. Perfect. So, I'm Rabbi Shimon. So, now comes in Rabbi Shimon into a brisa. Well, everyone following now? I don't know if I spelled that out. Aaron already figured it out. So, in other words, so now you have 12 animals that are born this year. There are 2 more than you need, actually. Meaning, and the Gemara is going to be bothered by that because you only need to get to 10. And why not just simply stop at 10? But we'll discuss that in just a second. But the basic idea is very simple. You had 3 animals, 3 goats born this year. Each one of them produced 3 as well. Nice geometric progression, right? That's how Yaakov made his money in last week's Parsha. And it was a little more complicated than that. But good. So now you have, in 1 year, you have now 12 goats that were born this year. So now you put them in the pen, and now it's subject to the mitzvah of Maaser Behema. Wonderful. Amar Rabbi Shimon, we're still in the Braisa. Ani ra'isi shiya asra b'soch shnasa. I saw it happen. It's funny. Normally, you don't get that in a Braisa, meaning what's Rabbi Shimon now adding to the whole discussion? Aside from the fact that he saw it happen, which is exciting, but in a Braisa where we're discussing a point of dispute of halacha, is he halachically arguing with the Tanakhama? So stay tuned, because the Gemara is going to discuss that as well. But the first thing the Gemara discusses, Adkan Divrei HaBraisa, that's the end. Now the first thing the Gemara is going to take up is our numbers, meaning we just need to get to 10, and you got us to 12. So lama lemisle shalosh tolid chad mina utlas v'inachtarte. So the Gemara says very simply, I don't get it. You didn't need that. You just needed 3, 2, 2. Have one of the daughters give birth to 3, and the other two daughters can just simply have twins each. So 2, 2, and 3. In other words, the third generation now is going to be made up of 4 plus 3 is 7, plus their three mothers who were also born that year. So that's going to get us to 10. So why did you need 3, 3, and 3? So the Gemara says, "Aydi deika chad de losagi below shalosh tanakulo diyaldu shalosh shalosh." Oh, simple answer. Look, remember, Braisas need symmetry. It's like one of the basic rules of Braisa. So the Braisa is not going to give you 3, 2, 2. That's not how a Braisa is going to be formulated or structured. Since one of them has to give birth to 3, so we're going to stay on task and simply say 3, 3, and 3, even though that's going to yield 12. Okay. V'lama li lemiste shalosh klal. Leil du kulu tarte v'tehadu ivetolid behadayhen. So the Gemara, and this is why we're bringing in this whole discussion right now to get to this point. Why not do the following? Have each one of the girls, meaning generation, you have the matriarch of this family. She gave birth to 3 girls. Mazel tov. And then these 3 girl goats, then 6 months later, become impregnated, and they give birth. Why not have each one of them just give birth to twins? Okay, are we with the number? I know it'd be better visually if you saw all this on the board. Okay, it's not that many numbers. Just stay with me. So now if each one of them gave birth to twins, so that means 2 times 3, so that would be 6. Plus their mothers, that's 9. We need one more. So why not have the grand matriarch have another baby that year? Is that so difficult? Yeah, so that's going to be the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, yeah, that's going to be so difficult. So how come the Braisa doesn't construct that scenario? So, and again, I guess it's a better scenario because then all you have is 10 animals. Meaning, the fact that the Braisa has to overcompensate and give us 12 means that there was some other path that we could have gone, but apparently we could not have gone. And the Gemara is now wondering, there must be a reason why we didn't go down this path. Have each of the 3 give birth to 2, that would yield 6, plus the 3 mothers who were born that year, that's another 3, that's 9. And then have grandma, right, the matriarch, have her give birth to a baby again, and that would have been 10. Why didn't we do that? Top now, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Lema Kasavra Mitanefes and Echozeres V'Yoledes B'Soch Shnasa. So the Gemara says, I know why. Because the author of this Braisa, whoever he may be, is resoundingly agreeing with the position that we dealt with yesterday. The Rabbi Yishmael position. The position that you can't be Mitanef and then have a baby and do all that within 1 year. That's not going to happen. Now, Tinuf again is the idea that she's going to have a discharge, an aborted discharge, and that plus another baby will not occur within the same year. And if that's the way we're going to learn the Braisa, so it sounds like now we are agreeing with the Rabbi Yishmael approach that we saw yesterday. Good.
Did you say 30 days?
Huh?
30 days.
I said 30?
No, it's 30 days.
The
mother
said 30 days. After,
no? No, 1 year.
No.
We'll get to that. That's the Ze'iri rule. We'll get to the Ze'iri rule in just a second. We're just discussing the basic option of an animal having the ability to give birth twice in 1 year. Again, it's a 5-month gestation period.
Right.
So after she's given birth, so then she would have to mate right away. It's doable, but for whatever reason, biological, right, hormonal, whatever the issue is, this brisa, which didn't give this option of having just her give birth to the triplets, and then in that same year give birth again, how come the brisa didn't give that? Must be because it can't happen. For whatever reason, it just can't happen. That's why the brisa didn't go down that route. And that would be like Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel is basically arguing in the Mishnah, look, if you bought the animal and it's not even a year old, so now you know it didn't give birth. You know it didn't give birth. It can happen within a year. And okay, good. So that's...
So how could it be Rabbi Shmuel? Because if it's not within a year, then you cannot count toward the ten. It would be for next year.
Correct. It would be for next year. And that's the point. That's exactly the point. This brisa seems to be in that camp, that it can't happen again. You can't have a baby and then have a baby. So the Gemara says like this. Imtim salam mitanefes choseres v'yoldas yoldas b'soch shnasa, yoldas vada ene choseres v'yoldas b'soch shnasa. So the Gemara says not necessarily, because look, she didn't have an aborted fetus. She didn't have a stillborn. She had a regular pregnancy. This brisa may be of the opinion, and not only regular pregnancy, she had triplets.
Right.
I mean, give her a break. I'm saying, but she had a regular delivery. It could be that the author of this brisa will say that within 1 year, it won't happen again. Within 1 year, she can't have a regular term delivery, and then within 6 months later, do that again. That can happen. But if all she had was a tinuf, if all she had was just some discharge, so that is not as shocking to the body. And then it's possible within that year to have a baby again within that year. And then if that's the argument that we're now providing, this brisa can in fact align itself with Rabbi Yoshua that we saw yesterday. She could be metanef and still have a baby all within 1 year. Okay. That is the give and take of this brisa. No, the Gemara's point is like this. The brisa was dealing with where she had an actual baby. But if all she, and then you're right, and then she could not have another baby within that year. But if she just discharged, if all she had was some sort of abortion, aborted fetus, I should say, so then it's possible for her to become pregnant and have a baby all within that 1 year. I'm Rabbi Shimon Ani Reisi. Now we move on to the next part of the brisa, where Rabbi Shimon, his addition to the whole brisa is, I saw this happen. And the Gemara now is going to ask the obvious question. What did you add? What did you add to the whole discussion? I mean, we have an entire mesechta in Shas dedicated to the discussion of edus. Meaning, you know, I saw him perform this mitzvah. I saw him do this halacha. And that's a masechta called Adius. We don't get to learn that in Daf Yomi because it's just Mishnayos. And the Daf Yomi doesn't do Mishnayos. But there is an entire masechta dedicated to that. So you could make the suggestion, the Gemara doesn't do this, but they could make the suggestion, he's just giving Adius, meaning he's just testifying, I actually saw this happen. And that's valuable. But for whatever reason, the Gemara says, that's not the route we're going to take. We're going to understand that what Rabbi Shimon's doing is he's making a halachic distinction between himself and the Tana Kama. What is that halachic distinction? Where is he disagreeing? Three suggestions. Four. They're all going to sound familiar because it's going to be great review from yesterday's daf.
Correct.
There is a value to it, and I don't know. I raise the issue. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't just simply say. He's telling us it actually happened. There's value to that. I'm Rabbi Shimon Ani Reisi Gedia. My Ika Ben Tanakam La Rabbi Shimon Ika Ben Nahus Dizi'iri. So the Gemara says we could understand it like this. Number one, the issue of Zi'iri. Remember, Zi'iri says that after she's Metanef, so she just simply will not mate. She won't take to a guy for 30 days after that. Okay? Even if you hold like Zi'iri, it's not impossible. Now, I'm not going
to
go through all...
So it would have to be exactly on that day.
Correct. Meaning, she would have been metanef on the end of the 6 month, right? Then give her 30 days. So, and it's only a 5 month gestation period. So we'll get to that in just a second. Yeah, it's going to be a great review of yesterday's daf. So it is, according to both opinions, it's possible, but according to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara doesn't tell us who holds what. That's not true. No, I take it back. Right, according to the Tanakhama, right, let's say it like this. According to the Tanakhama, it's possible, but really unlikely. Because you're basically, the only way you're going to navigate of her having Tinuf and a baby in the same year would be basically where the stars align perfectly. She was Matanif at the end of the 6 month. Then 30 days of Ziri, where she just simply won't mate. On the 30th day, she mated and she conceived. Now 5 month gestation period. So you're really talking now at the final day of that first year she had her baby, even after she was Matanif. That's all the Tanakhama. And then what would come out then is that the Tanakhama is basically saying this could happen, but unlikely.
Who said that she has to be Matanif, though? Why is that a requirement that the animal has to be Matanif? Could it be that the animal
is needed?
It could be. In other words, it's not. It's interesting. It's not the way the Gemara is now presenting it. This isn't really the main issue of the Braisa. The Braisa was dealing with a scenario where she actually had a viable fetus. But the Gemara is understanding that encrypted in this Braisa is another issue, which is this 30-day period. But it's not explicit in this. The Braisa isn't even talking about Tinuf. And then what Ziri is now I'm sorry, and what Rabbi Shimon is saying is, I don't hold of Ziri. So once you don't hold of Ziri, so now you got a little more room to maneuver. Because now she was Matanif at the end of the 6 month, and now she can mate right away. And now she'll have the baby in her 12th month, meaning you don't have there'll be
more chances
of this happening. And Rabbi Shimon says, and I saw it actually happen.
I understand. I mean, the bride is talking about the possibility of having 12 kids in 1 year.
Yeah,
and it's possible. Why are we doing being a condition there to make it impossible? Why would we make the Matanif condition that
correct
has to happen?
Correct.
And then
it's a strange way.
The 12 kids cannot happen. Without Matanif, it could happen.
Look, the Gemara is trying to tease out of this Braisa a machlokas, because Rabbi Shimon's coming and adding something, and we don't know what he's adding. All he's doing is basically confirming, Tanakhama says it, and I saw it. That's all that's happening. And the Gemara is uncomfortable right now, because the Gemara is understanding there's got to be some debate. There's got
to
be some debate.
Maybe because for it to happen, all of them have to be females, because otherwise one of them would go for Bechor.
Understood.
Yeah, maybe that's what he saw.
Okay, understood.
But in a way, by him seeing it, he's actually negating Ziri's role.
Which is the first approach of the Gemara. That's the first approach. Meaning, there's no waiting period. Okay.
So you could say that here. It could happen within Ziri also.
It could happen.
But because he said Betoshnasa, I think it says.
The language. I need you to Betoshnasa. That's very good. Yeah, that's very good. You see what Phil just saw? That's very good. That when Rabbi Shimon says any raisa she isra besochshnasa within the year,
it's very good.
I didn't see that. That's excellent.
So we said yesterday.
You don't need Matanif then. You should not have.
Correct. Even without Tinuf, this could happen.
There are leeways in gestation. It doesn't have to be exactly.
Danny, you're right there. Ebay famous answer number two. The koleama is lezeziri v'hachbi olas mekutaim kamifugli. Okay, suggestion number two of the Gemara, and that is the 5 month gestation period. Look, we know in human gestation that it's 9 months, but it's not exactly 9 months. It's somewhere within 9 months. So perhaps also by goat gestation, 5 months is not exactly 5 months. It could be within 5 months. So, and again, same basic premise that the Tanakhama holds that it's 5 months, it's full five complete months. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it doesn't have to be five complete months. And once again, there is more room for this to actually happen. And that's what Rabbi Shimon's saying. Yeah, it happened. And I like Phil's point also. Besoch, it was within the year. Answer number three. Again, this should all sound familiar from yesterday's daf.
Right.
Again, the Gemara's third suggestion, same thing we saw yesterday, mixas a yom kikulo. She had the baby, even though everyone assumes that's a full 5 months. Can she have the baby at that last day of her five-month gestation period? Meaning, does she have to actually go through that full day of gestation? Or no, once she hits that final day of gestation, mixas a yom kikulo, right?
What a disastrous
analogy, but I'm going to go there anyway. Right, just like you get up on the seventh day of Shiva.
Right.
I mean, that's the other place in Halacha where you see it. You also see it by Zav as well, but by the Shiva Nikim. But let's leave that alone for now. But just like you get up on the seventh day, meaning you already served some of your seventh day, so now you can get up from your Shiva. So to by gestation period, I know the analogy doesn't really speak to us, but still, it's the same Halacha concept.
Yeah.
When she gets to that last day of gestation, in other words, it's got to be 5 months, got to be full 5 months. But when she gets to that last day of gestation, she's at the last day.
Right.
Now she can have the baby that day. And that perhaps is now the machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakhama, lo amina mixas yam kikulo, and the Rabbi Shimon, amina mixas yam kikulo.
So him saying, I saw it means that I saw that it's possible.
Right. In other words, I also agree that's got to be 4 or 5 months, but she can have the baby on the last day of gestation.
And he agrees to see the
opposite. And he agrees. And right. And this would agree. Correct. Correct. Very good. Ibai sema dekule alma armina mixas yom kekulo v'hacha b'mechusar z'man nechnas adir le'sasa kemifligi. Or now we're going to have a fourth possibility. Now, we didn't see this yesterday because yesterday we weren't talking about Maisa Behema. Today we are. A fourth possibility of the Gemara is the following. You know that you can't bring a carbon on the Mizbeach until it's eighth day of life. Pasuk and Chumash. Okay? You listen to your laning on Yontif. So, Yomashmina Bahala Yeratzeh. Only from the eighth day and onwards, Yeratzeh. So, those first 7 days of life for an animal, the animal is put into a category of Mechusar Zman. It's premature. Meaning, yeah, it's going to be fine. 8 days, it's going to be fine. But right now, for those first 7 days, it's what's called Mechusar Zman. So now the question, such a basic question, we'll discuss more of this later on in the Masechta, is the following. Let's say this animal was born, let's assume Rosh Chodesh Elul is our Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. Okay. An animal was born on the 29th day of Av, right, the month before Elul. Okay, 2 days away from Rosh Chodesh, or 1 day away. So now, when you get to Rosh Chodesh Elul, so that's it. The window has been closed. Okay? So now I take all the animals that are born this year and I put it into the pen in order to count towards Maisa Behema. Do I put this animal that was born 2 days ago into the pen? You can hear both sides of this argument now. On one hand, of course, it was born within that year. On the other hand, why am I counting these animals? I'm counting the animals because one of them could possibly be a carbon. This animal is mechusar zman. It's premature. I can't. It's not fit to be brought as a carbon.
Why is it premature?
Because an animal has to be 8 days old.
It was born 2 days.
8 days old, and it was only before two. It was born 2 days before the fiscal new year of Maaser Behema. So dechule amar mina mixas yom kikula v'hacha b'mechusar zman nechnas adir le'sasek mifalgi. So the Gemara says
v'had.
It's not a question of waiting. It's a question of...
There is no time requirement that as soon as you choose your tent to take it to the Mikdash.
Correct. But when it was born that year,
it's
not ready. It's not ready to be brought as a carbon.
Eligible.
It's a question of eligibility. Meaning maybe the cutoff date is now not 2 days before Rosh Chodesh Elul. Maybe the cutoff date is now going to be 8 days before Rosh Chodesh Elul, or 9 days, however we're counting it. The Hatanya Rabbi Shimon.
It doesn't say in who holds what. I mean, we know which one.
Well, the Gemara now, that's Viter. Continue in the Gemara. The Hatanya, and this Vahatanya is not a question. This Hatanya is a proof. First Rashi in the Amud, B'nichusa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Mechusar Zman, Nechnas Ladir, Lehisaser, V'arein kebuchor, Ma Bechor Karsh Lefnei Zmano, V'krav L'achar Zmano, Af Mechusar Zman, Karsh Lefnei Zmano, V'krav L'achar Zmano. So the Gemara says, good, not good, perfect. And this is Rabbi Shimon Lashitasa. Rabbi Shimon says that I know that an animal born 2 days before Rosh Chodesh Elul is Mechusar Zman. Rabbi Shimon says, count it. Count it. It has Kedusha. And Rabbi Shimon says, and I'll give you such a phenomenal analogy. You know, I know it has Kedusha. Because Maisa Behema is basically Bechor. They're not the same, obviously. They're different. But in other words, but what you're going to see throughout the Masechta, and the fact that Maisa Behema is in Bechoros speaks to this idea as well, that they are learned from one another. They're really connected. And we're going to have a Gzera Sheva, which we're going to see in just a moment, of Ha'avara. Basically, Maisa Behema and Bechor are equatable. Now that they're equatable, or not equatable, they're not, but equal, right? So now that they're equal, so you understand, look at Bechor. It's born. It has Kedusha. Can I offer it on the Mizbeach? Not yet. 8 days. So you see that it's invested with Kedusha even before it gets to 8 days of age. Same thing with Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, even if it's not 8 days old, right? Can I put it in the pen? Can I count it? And will it receive Kedusha's Maisa Behema? Sure.
You could argue that Maisa Behema is one thing that's selected afterwards.
So, not only can you make that argument, some people do make that argument, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't. Rabbi Shimon says, it's Bechor, it's like Bechor.
Bechor eligible.
Good. It's Maisa Behema eligible.
Right?
So now the Gemara says, you want to argue this? The Gemara says, I can argue this. Look, in the world of Kachim, you can't do that. You take a regular animal, 6-day-old, not a Bechor, not Maisa Behema, and you want to try to invest it with Kedusha, you can't. It's Mechusar Zman. It's premature. So before I connect Maisa Behema to Bechor, why not connect it to Kachim? So we're going to do what we do very often, and that is see what is it more comparable to. Mistabret mi Bechor havalele mail of Shekain. So the Gemara says, look at the similarities between Maisa Behema and Bechor. Number one, Goel. It is non-redeemable. Bechor is non-redeemable. Maisa Behema is non-redeemable. Regular carbon, redeemable, with a blemish. Number two, mum, blemished. Meaning, what do you do with a blemished Bechor? You eat it. That's it. What do you do with a blemished Maisa Behema? You eat it. What do you do with a blemished carbon? You can't eat it yet. You first got to redeem it. Number three, tamura. A tamura of a regular carbon is brought on the Mizbeach. It's an exchange. Again, lo yemerena, you shouldn't. We know that. But if you do, the exchanged animal, the substitute animal, is going to have kedushas of whatever carbon you exchanged it for. Except, for, of course, for tamuras chatas and tamuras asham. But regular tamura, tamura of an ola, tamura of a shlamin, will be brought on the carbon on the Mizbeach like its original animal. What about tamuras bechor? What about tamuras maisa behema? No. No, meaning it's not brought on the Mizbeach. And you have to wait till it develops a blemish and then you redeem it. And do you have to redeem Tamur's Bechor?
Yeah,
I don't know. No, the answer is no.
If you know the Bechor itself, why should you do the Tamur?
Okay. Your argument is good. I'm not sure. Achila, and finally, consumption. The Bechor and the Meiser can be consumed with a blemish. But kachim cannot be consumed with a blemish. You have to first redeem it. It sounds like when we went over these facets of comparison, it sounds like we double dipped a couple times. In other words, okay. Adraba mikachim havalei lemelav. The Gemara says you can compare maaser behema to regular carbon. How so? Shekein a zachar, because we know that bechor only applies to a male animal. Maaser behema, male or female. Regular kachim, male or female. Okay. Number two, kadosh. When it comes to a bechor, it is automatically sanctified. When it comes to maaser behema or regular kachim, it's not automatic. You invest it with sanctity.
10% chance.
Okay. Correct. Matanos. Also, bechor is matanos kahuna, goes to a kohen. Maaser behema? No. It's regular shlamim. Regular carbon? No. I mean, if it's a chatas, yes, but generally speaking, no. And finally, pashut. And finally, maaser behema applies to non-firstborns. Regular kachim applies to non-firstborns. Pshutim. So you see that there are a number of similarities that would compare Maisa Behema to Kachim. So before relating Maisa Behema to Bechor, why don't you relate Maisa Behema to Kachim? And if you do that, the conclusion would be that I cannot invest it with Kedusha if it's Mechus Rizman, much like I can invest a carbon with Kedusha, Mechus Rizman. El Rabbi Shimon Avar Avar Gamir. Gemara answers very simply. You're right. We're not using a precedent, a binyan av, a comparison. It's a gzeira shava. End of that discussion.
What
does gzeira shava say? The gzeira shava. We have a pasuk when the Torah describes Maisa Behema using the word havara. Right? And you have your pasukim in your kol asher yavor tachas hashavet. Right? And anything that passes over. And then by Bechor, I should know this, my bar mitzvah parta, v'avarta, kol Bechor petarecha. Huh? So doesn't have to. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, who has a gzeir shava, you don't have to wait 8 days. Is that the accepted halacha? I don't know. Okay. Moving on.
One question.
Yes.
Back, when you have 12 animals in 1 year, and you count 10, what happens?
They're off the hook.
You keep it for next year?
No rollover.
So you have 19,
yeah.
You have only one.
That's it. You're good. 19 is a good number. It's not only a prime number, it's also a good number. Hechi dami tinuf. The Gemara now wants to know a little better description of tinuf. So for all you goat herders out there and sheep herders out there, this will be very helpful. For me. You know, the shepherds of Tzalta, they would describe it like this. Atzar chiyuta. Atzar, Rashi says the same word as ne'etzar. Right? Stopped up. Stopped up uterus. Okay. Shmuel amar ba'abui d'dama. Bubbled blood. It's a tongue twister. Right? She discharging bubbling blood. Now the Gemara says, now if she discharges this, you have to show it to a chacham, meaning you want to make sure that it's not just her bleeding out of her uterus, but you want to make sure that this was an actual aborted fetus. So even though the Gemara just gave us descriptive terms but still, there's book smart, and then there's, you know, out in the field, you know, the street smart. So the Gemara says you got to show it to a chacham. So the Gemara says, what are you going to do? You're going to show it to me? Not that I'm a chacham, but you understand. Like, you know, I'm learning the Gemara, but I have no experience with this. So the Gemara asks exactly that question. Mina yada, how am I supposed to know? I'm not going to know. So Amar Papa Roa chacham. No, when we say chacham over here, we don't mean Talmud chacham. Well, you mean, yeah, you got to go to a shepherd. You got to go to know. Right. Go to somebody who knows. Go to the shepherd. He'll know. He'll tell you. Was this an aborted fetus? Good.
If he catches, if he does it in the field, The menstruation happens in the field. How would somebody?
No, in other words, if you're not a person who understands or knows these things, go to somebody who knows.
Aren't shepherds in the category of gamblers who are not trusted with their testimony?
Roy Bakar are the worst. Says the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Roy Tzon. The Roe Bakar, the assumption is that they're just not good people. Huh? All right. Okay. Amar Rav Chista. Here's what we know about human fetuses. 40 days is your magic number. The Gemara says, you'll see this in Nida a bunch of times. We're saying it right now. The first 40 days of gestation of a human fetus, the Gemara uses the terminology of maya ba'alma, water. Okay, now it's not life yet. It's not formed yet. You know, from so many aspects, it's not. Gemara says it doesn't even have a gender yet. Okay, someone showed me an article. The modern genetics is coming around to that thinking also, even though it's a genetic issue, and you think that it would be determined from the point of conception, but even that's not so clear cut. So Amar Chista, Hari Amar Yitziras Havlad B'Ishar Ba'am Yom. So 40 days already is the magic number by Yitziras Havlad by a human. By Rav Chista, Be'behema B'Kama. No, but it's Maya Ba'ama. Meaning it's going to be less of an issue, but It'll be less of an issue. You need to speak to somebody who knows things.
I'm saying,
you know, as we've established already. Yeah, go to a Roach Chacham. I'm not your Roach Chacham. So Amar le Rav Papa la Abaye love Hein. I'm sorry. So good. So what about by an animal? And it's important to know this because we just established that if a goat is metanef and that was an aborted fetus, although as we just described, doesn't have to be a lot bubbling blood, but if it was an aborted fetus, so that means now that the next thing that comes out is not a bechor, it's a pashut. So do we know at what point in the gestation? It's an important question. By human, we know it's 40 days. What do we say by animals? So the Gemara thinks, well, this is really Ziri's halacha, isn't it? Ziri ain't tun of pachos mishloshim yom. So the Ziri says it's 30 days. So the Gemara says, no, you totally misunderstood Ziri. How hu lekabel itmar? That his 30 days was mating. After tinuf, the goat will not mate for 30 days. That has nothing to do with gestation. Okay, so the Gemara says no, meaning no, we don't know. That's essentially is the Gemara's answer. Moving on, finishing up the daf. Matzino lokech me'ove kochavim lokech mi'israel. I'm sorry. Matzino lokech me'ove kochavim. Lokech mi'israel al mai. Good. We've been discussing now for the last 2 days since the beginning of the third parak. What if you buy from a non-Jew? Okay. What if you buy from a Jew? And the sale went down, you bought a goat from him, brand new goat, and he didn't say anything. What then? Amarav Bechor Vadai. So you're going to have three opinions. We're going to cover the gamut. So Rav says that first animal that comes out is absolutely a Bechor. Because, look who's selling it to you. It's a Jew. Okay, good luck. Did I just say that? So, okay, right, you're having a Jew selling it to you. So, Jew knows the halacha is a bechor.
Right.
So he's going to come at you and he's going to say to you like this. Look, I'm selling you an animal. It gave birth already. You're good to go. Meaning, from animal number one already, it's your animal. Okay? He would have said that. This is Rav's argument. Okay. So therefore, based on the fact that he said nothing, so you have to assume that the first one coming out is a Bechor. Shmuel amar Bechor Safek. So Shmuel says, no, doesn't mean either way. Neither yes nor no. You don't know. Bechor Safek. Why Safek l'shchita kabayelei? Because, in other words, when you bought the animal from him, he didn't think that you were making more children. Could be that you were just buying the animal to shech the animal. And so therefore, why didn't he say anything? Because he didn't think that was relevant to the sale. Okay. And Rav Yochanan amar chulun v'adayin. And then, of course, there's going to be a third opinion. The Rav Yochanan says, no, it's absolutely chulun. Why? My time imisa de lo bichra came in dike suri udu have a modele. That's the nicest opinion. I like this one. Because the Jew's there to help you, not to hurt you. Meaning, if there really is an issue of bechor, which means that the first animal that's going to come out is going to be prohibited to you. Of course, he'll say something to you. Hey, lift the ever, right? He'll simply say to you, "Look, just be careful, beware." I know we say buyer beware, but here.
He's not going to sit him.
You know that thing with the when an animal sold with his child, the seller is supposed to inform the buyer about the child sold that.
Again, you're right on test. Tanya Kavas de Rav Yochanan Damar Chulin Im Lo Hodia Holech Veshochet Ve'eno Nimna. So the Gemara says, let's go back to Chulin and let's go back to what we learned in Chulin, and that is, what if there was no communication between buyer and seller? Now we know that there's an issue in the Torah of Osav Esbano. You're now allowed to shecht its offspring and its mother on the same day. So you buy an animal and the seller didn't say anything to you. So the buyer can go home and shecht it, ve'eino nimna, and don't worry. Now there are 4 days out of the year where you do have to worry, but we're talking about the other 361 days of the year. So go home and shecht and don't worry. And if there would have been a problem, he would have disclosed something to you. The fact that he said nothing to you is a phenomenal indication that you're fine. So the Gemara is using that as support of Rav Yochanan. So Lamed Tehavet Yufta to Rav Shmuel, the Gemara says, you know, that's brilliant. It's great. It's so good. What's Rav Shmuel going to say? Because Rav Shmuel obviously disagree. So their response, Hasan Bemocher Talia Milsa, Hacha Belokech Talia Milsa. The Gemara says, look, when it's an issue of Oso Vespino, so then the burden, the responsibility of informing is on the seller. Seller has to tell the buyer, look, I sold the mother this day, or I know for a fact that the mother was shechted this day. It's on the seller. But over here, the Gemara says, it's really the buyer's responsibility. In other words, correct. Right, Rashi, look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Rashi says, Bivkarcha uvitzoncha. The Misha Behema Shalom Alav Lahafesh Bechorasav. Right, the responsibility Bechor is on the owner. You're now the owner. It's your responsibility to find out the animal gave birth, did not give birth. So Rav and Shmuel will simply say, I see a difference between the Oso Vespino, Isser, where there it's the responsibility of the Mocher, versus the Bechor Isser, with the responsibilities on the new owner, in this case, which would be the lokeach. Okay.
Because the mother or not. Correct.
Okay, perfect.
In all these cases, you're assuming that if it's within a year, what to do. But what if like 2 years passed?
Suffolk.
And you don't even know that the
Suffolk. Amos mechaver. Oh, you know what I forgot this morning? I'm sorry. I wanted to talk a little bit about the yesterday's conclusion, yeah, that big tosfos. I lose. Okay, another time. But basically, tosfos raises such a phenomenal issue because we rule, right? Rabbeinu Tam says that even if you see the animal lactating, it's not enough evidence because some animals lactate without having had a child, and that means then that we are choshish lemiyuta. This is how we ended off yesterday's daf. That means that we are choshish lemiyuta, but that's Rav Meir's opinion, and we don't normally pass on like Rav Meir. So Tosfos tries to figure out how do we rule Chala Poter? I'm sorry, Chala Veino Poter, but we don't hold like Rav Meir. Okay, I should. Okay, sorry, I missed that opportunity.
Huh?
Is
it easy to figure out?
Yeah, more or less.
So the C will be next